Hello, 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 hello. It's Coach Angie B here, also known as Angelica Benitez, and I'm the owner and operator of Health Coaching with Angie. I found healing through infertility. Now, I help women who want to become pregnant, like I did, heal their bodies so they can have healthier pregnancies and ease into their postpartum life full of energy. My journey has allowed me to overcome prediabetes, PCOS, aka polycystic ovarian syndrome, by making simple diet changes, which allowed my body to become fertile enough to conceive my three miracle babies, which, by the way, were delivered via C-section due to preeclampsia. My lifestyle changes have allowed me to drop 56 pounds of fat following a plant-based, low-carb, very lazy ketogenic lifestyle. That just means I still eat carbs, y'all. Because of my journey, I have become a certified health coach, personal trainer, licensed esthetician, and a licensed insurance field agent. But I have to say, my favorite job, though, is being a mom to my beautiful three kids. The miracles I was told by doctors I would never have, but by sheer grit, persistence, and the resistance to accepting the diagnosis over my life, I decided that I was going to achieve what was seemingly far from reach at the time and become pregnant, y'all. Okay, so my sheer wanting to be a mother is what got me to be who I am today. Because I had an inner knowing that said I was made for more, that motherhood was meant for me. How many of you guys have just received a diagnosis over your life and just really accepted, oh, well, I guess I'm just going to take these medications and that's it? Whatever happened to really just learning more about your body and the current state that it's in and really owning your health life? Owning your health journey so that you can make the changes and the pivots in your mindset that are necessary and crucial to achieving your health goals. All right, this is what this episode is going to talk about today. I hope you got me locked in. And if you have not subscribed yet, I suggest you hit that subscribe button. Hit that follow button. If you have not found me on any of my socials, what are you doing? The link can be found in my channel's description. I'm also going to pop a link down below in the description of this episode. But for real, guys, are you owning your health journey? That's what this episode is about. I'm your coach, Angie B. Tune in. You know, in my early 20s, I remember what it felt like to actually go on this journey to becoming a mother. First, I was diagnosed with PCOS, right? Polycystic ovarian syndrome. And then I was given the task of, you need to lose weight, right? But if you know anything about PCOS, it's really not that easy to do because it's a dysfunction within your hormones caused by cysts anywhere in your, organs, okay, for reproduction. And my cysts so happened to be on my ovaries. So I wasn't ovulating very regularly, and I had very heavy periods. It was just really, really rough, okay? But then, after all the frustration and the pains of really coming to terms of, okay, I could decide to really accept that motherhood isn't for me, or I could decide to take the things that the doctors are saying, read the reports of all the tests, and make the adjustments that I need to make so that I can actually give myself a chance at motherhood. So I would say one of the biggest things that you could do for yourself right now in this moment, yeah, weep about it because it hurts. It's okay to be sad. Okay? But don't live in that sadness. Empower yourself to make the motions and the movements that you need to make with the diagnosis that you have been given. Because this is not an end-all be-all. This is just a looking glass into what your current health situation is. And you can change that. Okay? It's going to take some work. It's going to take some effort. But you can do this. Okay? What I did was I researched the foods that directly impact my fertility, my husband's fertility. And I also went in and I looked for ways to help heal my body from what is going on currently. Because every time our body goes through something, it wants to get back to homeostasis. Okay, so what was going to bring my body back to homeostasis? Those are the things that I researched. Now, if you want life to be easy for you, I do have a group on Facebook where I have resources that help people like us who have been or are going through these things. Okay, so all you have to do is find me on Facebook and message me and I will add you to that group. Don't forget to also shoot me a quick friend request. But you really want to start taking control of your health life story now. And one of the foods that you should add, especially since we are so insulin sensitive, us PCOSers, we need to be adding these are things that you're not going to want me to say talk about, okay? But you got to have some artichoke in your diet, okay? You got to add some chard. You got to start eating those beet greens and having beets, adding those things to your diet. Do the research. Don't just take my word for it. But these are some of the things that I added, and I would eat them in different ways. I would stew them. I would soup them. I would put them in a blender and drink them. Okay. The more raw the fruit, the better it is. All right. Except for those, you know, harder, more dense greens like spinach, where you actually have to break them down a little bit so you can be able to get the nutrients. Okay. Don't cut out the fiber from your diet. A lot of people make that mistake. Okay. And then they'll cut out the fibrous foods and then they'll try to reintroduce a fiber through Metamucil or things like that. I'm not saying Metamucil ain't bad. I'm just saying we have everything we need. We just need to learn to use the things that we've been given to use so we can help our bodies heal. And then we can learn a better way of living so we can maintain our bodies through their healing, because this is a journey. This isn't something for just the moment because we want an outcome temporarily. And if you're looking for that type of short end of the stick type of like quick, this is not the channel for you. I'm gonna tell you this right now, okay? It is not the channel for you if you are looking for a quick fix, but if you are looking for resolution, change, shift, pivoting, what you ought to be doing instead of, then definitely tune in very regularly. I hope you found very much so a lot of value in this current episode. Again, you can always connect with me. Even leave me here, a message here on the podcasting channel right here. Okay. And please don't be shy about leaving a 5-star review. Okay. Where every month I will do a raffle for those of you guys who have given me a 5-star review, and you guys will be the one to get the pool. So please share. I'm your coach, Angie B. I love you.